and welcome to the Falcon Cast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Matt Moore. To my left is Jay Adams and Reed Farron. Guys, we're 2 weeks into the preseason. The Falcons hold a record of 1-1. The big preseason game that everyone gets prepared for is week three. That is where you game plan, and the starters typically go through the second half of the game. Let's go ahead and rehash kind of what you saw in the Texans game. And as you saw in Hard Knocks, Matt Ryan said, let's put that behind us. Monday is a new day. Get ready, and let's start game planning for the Titans. What did you see on the Texans, and then what are you looking for the Falcons to do in this Titans game?
Well, I think you can take a lot from a loss like that. There's certainly a lot of film that you can look at. There's a lot of mistakes you can work to correct. And so, you know, you sit there and you maybe get a little panicked over what you saw on the field. I don't think there's anything that you can take from that as a fan and say, okay, well, this is how we're going to play in the regular season. There's a lot of different factors that go into why a preseason game like that is not a real good indicator of what the team is going to look like. But I think from a player's perspective and a coach's perspective, you can take a lot from the film and apply that to the practice field and maybe try to clear some of those things up, whether it's responsibilities or technique or whatever it is. You know, the film doesn't lie, and it can show these guys a lot to learn from. And so I would think that, you know, this week is just really – it's been about – correcting those things and as much as it is game planning and getting ready for, you know, kind of what is being called a dress rehearsal on Saturday night against the Titans, I think that this is a game that, or a week, excuse me, where, you know, they're just trying to clear up some of the issues that they had last week.
Yeah, I mean, half of the battle is won and lost in the film room. I mean, these coaches are having the guys in the film room breaking down film, seeing where the mistakes were made, and it's all about correcting those mistakes. You hear a lot of the hot button words around the facility is efficiency, consistency, and reliability. And that's what these guys are going to each help, you know, be held accountable for their positions, for the moves that they make, for the time that they put in the weight room, in the film room, and on the practice field. And I like what the coaching staff, they hold each other accountable as well. It's not just the players, it's the coaches as well. Smitty mentioned it on all levels, special teams, offense, defense, and the coaching staff, everything has to improve, and I think this week we've already seen it has.
Mm-hmm. The overwhelming news from this week is Sam Baker's injury. He's out for the season. You're moving your top pick, Jake Matthews, to left tackle. You know, the news all season long has been how great Jake Matthews has been. He's caught everyone's eye at right tackle. What do you guys think about the transition that Jake will have to left tackle?
Well, I think from the Falcons' perspective, you know, you hope that you had a little while before you would have to make this move. You know, taking a guy as highly touted as Jake is and moving him into the left tackle position, you know, they would have liked to have probably had him at right tackle for a while and kind of learn the speed of the game and pick those things up on the right side before, you know, transitioning him to the left side. But, you know, this is our reality now, and you've got to move him over there. And I don't see it being a problem for him. He, by all accounts, is fit for this position, for this transition, and it's already started. I mean, this is your left tackle now. So I don't have any concerns over him. I just think that, you know, it's an unfortunate situation because you – probably wanted him at right tackle for a while, and just to have him learn the ropes and get used to the NFL. But it's going to be a trial by fire now.
I think the great thing is the story is the non-story of how smoothly he's made the transition. We watched even on Hard Knocks, you could see Coach Tice telling Jake that, you know what, when you wake up Sunday morning, you're our left tackle. And it was just like that he's going to make the move this week in practice. He's done exceptionally well. He's embraced it, and he's built for it. I mean, he helped the Texas A&M offense to 4,000 yards his senior year at left tackle. So I can't wait to see his first performance on Saturday.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes in, and you kind of touched on it earlier this week on the site, just how different it is going from right side to left side. It's all in hand placement and footwork and all those different things. Like, imagine writing with your right hand and then being asked to write with your left hand. This is probably a little easier transition, but it's very much the same way. You're going to a different side, and it changes a lot of the technique work that you've been working on. So I think it's good that you've got the 2 weeks now before you get into the regular season for him to kind of get adjusted to that position. But there's a bit of a challenge ahead.
My handwriting is terrible, left and right. Just want to let you guys know, that. So I can't. talk about right tackle then. That opens a big hole there with Jake moving over. You know, Lamar Holmes has gotten a lot of snaps there with the first team. Talk about that transition at right tackle going forward.
Yeah, I think it's a big story right now, and it's a story that a lot of people are paying attention to because, you know, Lamar came in last year and was thrust into the spotlight, and he took his lumps. And so fans are looking to see, has he improved? Has he gotten better? So far in his time in the preseason, it would indicate that he has. But I think the interesting thing is going to be when Gabe Kiremi comes back from the ankle injury, and we don't have a timetable on that, but when he does, it seems like he's going to be involved very heavily in that right tackle battle. And I want to see what he can do at that spot. You know, he's a versatile lineman. He can move around at different positions, and tackle is in his toolbox. And so I think that it's going to be a competitive spot over there on the right side. And you know, you look for a guy like Ryan Schrader to step up too. You know, the Falcons had a lot of high hopes for him. I think he's been thrust into the fast track of development. I think ideally he's a guy that you would want to bring along a little slower. He got some game time last year. He's getting a lot of looks in this preseason. So we'll see what the progression looks like for him, but that's the battle right now.
I love the way Lamar embraced the spotlight when he sat down. The reporters surrounded him, and they asked him about, okay, the competition at right tackle. And he said, it's fun being out here. Obviously, he felt bad. He feels bad for Sam, a guy like Sam, going down like that. But he said, it's a next-man-up league. It's a next-man-up mentality. That's what Coach Smith has preached all season long, and he's embracing that. And let's not forget that Kareemi's a tight guy, so he'll bring that to the table. And Ryan Schrader, Coach Smith, said he's up for the battle as well.
It was kind of like the Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend, game against the Texans, where a lot of the rookies had a really nice game against the Dolphins, and it's like, hold on, it's not that easy. A lot of guys, you know, you saw Devonta Freeman, if you watched Hard Knocks and watched our site on Mic'd Up, that Robert Jilks, our producer, did a great job with.
Awesome.
You can see a lot of growing pains with guys like that, where, you know, block punts, missed blocks, guys getting sacked. Talk about, you know, how they've embraced, as Matt said, we just talked about you getting past that second game, but there are some growing pains for some of these young guys. It's not that easy in the NFL, is it?
No, I mean, and to expect any of these guys to come in and set the world on fire right away without mistakes would be foolish. I think this is what the preseason is about, and we've heard in years past that, you know, fans want to see the preseason shortened, but really, I mean, this is what it's all about, is some of these younger guys and getting those 4-game experiences under their belt and watching the film and learning and taking those things into practice and trying to work on becoming better players by the time the regular season rolls around. I think that's what it's all about for the preseason for a lot of these guys. And, you know, you mentioned Devonta Freeman, and there are high expectations for him. But some of the things that we've been told that he needs to work on, special teams, pass blocking, those kinds of things, you know, you see that he does look like he needs improvement there, and he's working on those things. And I expect him to be, you know, everything that everybody's hoping he'll be. But it's a progression and it's a development, and it's not like a lot of these guys can just come right in and be huge impact players. I think running the ball, he certainly can be. His strengths are very good. But as with a lot of these young guys, the weaknesses in their games, that's what the preseason's for. They got to work on these things and correct those things, and they have.
And I love seeing the coaches come right alongside the guys. They know they're young, put their arm around. They're not afraid to yell at them, get in their face, but they're not afraid to teach as well. And I think Hard Knocks, another great episode, what you can see, like even T.J. Yates in the quarterback room calling out calls, making plays, studying his playbook. Just think how difficult that is, let alone a rookie coming in and trying to learn a whole new playbook, learn different schemes. Are you on special teams? Is it a position group you have to learn? It's a litany of things, and it's very, very underrated and overlooked by people. This NFL job, this what they have to learn, like the playbook, the skills, the moves, unbelievable.
Well, even as as simple as you know, we saw in Hard Knocks, you know, early last week, Devontae Freeman leaves practice because of dehydration. Well, we see that scene in Hard Knocks where he's talking to Marty Lozon about he didn't eat breakfast. Okay. And Marty's like, look, man, this is your job now. Like, yeah, you got to take care of your body. Yeah. I mean, your body is your job. And it may seem like a silly thing, but some of these guys aren't used to that. Like, I got to think about everything I put into my body. I got to think about every hour of the day that I spend in recovery. Recovery is a big thing behind the scenes. You see guys talking about on Twitter, I'm going to get a massage, or I'm going to get this or that or the other. It's a huge part of this, and it's a big part of the job that the rookies have to adjust to. And I think there's no handbook for that kind of stuff. You just got to kind of accept that, okay, well, even if I'm not hungry, I probably got to eat breakfast, you know, and it's part of the learning process. And I think that's what is good about the preseason, is you get these guys in here. I mean, that's a way to learn by a mistake for sure.
Imagine what Devontae doesn't, he skips breakfast and he still has a great game against the Texans. If he eats this week, what's he going to do against the Titans?
Let's feed him up.
You know? I'm inviting Devontae to eat with us every Monday.
I mean,
you don't have a problem. You can come eat, with us. We eat every Monday. We're always in there, you know?
Every Monday.
Let's talk about what you look for in this Titans game. You know, you do game plan. Coach Smith has moved the practices like a game week. They're not the same training camp practices. What can we look forward to in this Titans game?
I think you've got to look at the first team on both sides of the ball, because they're going to be getting the majority of mm-hmm. the snaps. I mean, this is such an important game for them to kind of develop that rhythm, because as we've seen that fourth preseason game, they don't play a lot, if at all. I mean, I would be surprised to see a lot of the starters, if they're suited up at all, for that fourth preseason game. So this is kind of the last chance to get themselves game mm-hmm. ready. You know, you want to see them develop a rhythm on offense. You want to see them get rid of some of the penalties that we've seen. And that's been a problem across the league. But certainly the Falcons have been really hurt on explosive plays by holding penalties and different things like that. And you could see on Hard Knocks the frustration with head coach Mike Smith and those explosive plays being called back. You want to see that. On defense, you want to see them not give up those long drives. Find ways to stop drives on third downs. I think there were a couple of situations against the Texans where you're facing a third and long and you're like, okay, we're in good position, and then they end up converting it. So you want to see that change. I really want to see how these young guys who are looking for jobs on this roster come out and turn special teams around, because I know Keith Armstrong, the special teams coordinator, has not been happy with what he's seen on special teams. And so some of these young guys who want jobs, this is really going to be the week where they turn things around.
Listen, we know the coaches are going to bring it in three phases. Offense, Tech to Julio, he said, listen, we have a half. We want to go and show the world what we're about, what we mm-hmm. can do. Way too many playmakers to be held down in the red zone. So look for that. Defensively, Tech to Paul Warlow this week. He's like, yeah, we're going to get a half. We got to go out and show what we can do. Obviously, make improvements. It's the coach's job to game plan. It's our job to execute. We're the players. We're on the field. It's our job. We'll own that. And then special teams, you mentioned, Coach Armstrong was not pleased. No one was. And he was in here first thing Sunday morning, Monday morning, getting things right. And on practice field, you can see it as well. So I think it's a three-phase improvement we're going to see come Saturday night.
I'll start with you, Reed. Real quick, give us two things to look for in this game. What can I look for?
Look for the pass rush by Malachi Goodman. Talk to him. He said he's going to look to execute the rushes that defensive line coach Brian Cox has been teaching him. I love what Dave Archer said in the game last week, that Malachi has plate-sized hands. So he's going to use those hands and his arm length to get by and show the pass rush. And then he can't say enough about special teams. There's not going to be another block, punt, block field, what have you. It's going to be an execution improved on the special teams play.
Yeah, for me, it's I want to see what happens at right tackle, and one A would be, you know, what happens with Jake at left tackle, but I want to look at that right tackle spot and see how some of these guys who come in fare against the Titans. And then you know, the other thing is I want to see where this nickelback spot is, and this has been a hotly contested battle, and it sounds as early as this week, you know, Mike Smith is still kind of wondering what is going on there, because it's very, very close. He said that Javier Arenas is going to get a lot of good looks this week. And, you know, we haven't seen, Robert McClain get a ton of looks at that spot, at least in a starting role. And, I think it's because they know what they get out of him. So mm-hmm. Josh Wilson, Javier Arenas are really getting those looks, during the preseason, and then they're going to make a decision going forward into the fourth preseason game. But that nickelback spot is very important, and it is close, guys. I mean, it is really close.
Yeah, I like when Smitty called out Javi and said he's going to get his reps, he's going to get his looks. Another interesting thing, he said they're going to tweak the secondary this week just to give different guys different looks and sets to see how they perform on the field. So this is the spotlight. This is the dress rehearsal, time to show out and show the fans, the coaches, what they can do.
I still wouldn't expect too much in the way of showing all the cards, you know.
You're not looking for the triple reverse pass play.
No, you're not going to see that. We're talking about a very vanilla game. So to set expectations there,
right.
We're talking about very basic running and passing plays.
Yeah, Smitty mentioned he's going to hold the cards close to his chest. I get that, but you know, it's fun to think about.
Absolutely.
This truly is a dress rehearsal game. If you're, you know, it's great that it's a home game too. Dress rehearsal for the fans too. Get there, be loud.
Yeah.
Let's make it tough for the Titans on Saturday night. It is broadcast locally on the CW, so tune in pre- and post-games as well. Make sure that you're in the game because it's going to be fun. You're going to see all the starters play probably into the second half, I believe. And then next week we'll come dissect that, get ready for the fourth game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then regular season against the Saints.
Can't wait. Two weeks away.
It's fun. It's right around the corner. Thanks for tuning in this edition of FalconCast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. We'll see you next week.